Blog Talk Radio.
Studio 724. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking to some change. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some chains. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some chains. I'ma beat you till you tender, dominatrix, I'll be gentle. Go and get my whip and chain, or I can beat you with my pistol. Do you like it rough? Do you wanna get handcuffed? Do you wanna paddle me and put it deep out in my gut? Hold on now, that's just too much, but we can compromise. Now let me lick all over it and you can lick on mine. You give it to me orally, make me come thoroughly. Tonight I am your dominatrix, so don't try to cuddle me. Can I punch you in the face? Let me hit you in your jaw. Make you with my pepper spray, yeah, that's gonna really turn me on. Think you tired of being boss, you are my slave. Yeah, I'm the dominatrix, go and get my whip and chain. Get down on your knees, come to me, crawl. Baby, for no talking back. I beat you with my nipples, man, we fuck like nymphomaniacs. What you wanna do? Latex, leather, in my heels. Make a nigga leak on my leather, in my heels.
I hope you like it freaky, baby. I like it really freaky. I'm talking with some chains. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. Like I'm talking with some chains. With some chains. With some chains. With some chains.
Everybody, that was Boo singing Dominatrix, Whips and Chains. And we're now on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Welcome tonight to the show. We're going to be talking about Oh Nah, Heck Nah, What's Going On. So if you have an Oh Nah, Heck Nah moment going on, hit us up at 657-383-0967. Press number 1 and we'll have you in the queue. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. Of course, you know, I'm your host, Know Your Enemy. I do the show 5 days a week. I've been feeling a little bit under the weather, but I try to pull through today. So I came up with a topic because this was supposed to be yesterday's topic. But, you know, we keep it moving like always. Tomorrow night, we're going to do love talk and poetry. So if anybody's a lover of poetry, you know, romantic out there, Jones, or if you've been with your partner for 10 to 20 years, we want to know what made the fire last and how we can keep it going. And let's see, on Thursday night, we're going to be having replays, like always, talking about Empire, the newest movies coming out. If you think that they're good or maybe we shouldn't check it out, let us know. That's going to be at 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And on Saturday night, we're going to be doing the audience topic. So if you have any topic you want to bring to us, you can hit us up at 3 different places. Hit me at my email at disbee97@yahoo.com, or you can hit me at my Twitter, know me, know me not, K-N-O-W, know me not, or you can hit me at my Facebook, kyami.naji, K-E-Y-A-M-E.N-I-J-I, and I'll get back with y'all's responses, of course. And if you've never been to this show before, you want to see what Blog Talk Radio is all about, all you have to do is go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com, and put in your information. It takes about 30 seconds, you know, to ask you what you want your name to be. You know, link up to whatever your email is and then go from there. Also, if you want to be interviewed on the show, you can hit me up at my email, disbeme97@yahoo.com. All I need from you is 3 clips of your work, your contact information, your pictures, and your bio. Why do I need this? Just so I can make you a good flyer, ask you the right questions, promote your stuff to other people. Most of all, try to help you get paid and build up your followers. It's a one-time fee of $25. Because, you know, like the Joker said, if you get it, something, never do it for free. So, you know, we have to put in work. And also, like, if you've never seen none of my shows, because I forgot to tell you about that before I got to the interview part, all you got to do is check out our archives. We've been on the radio for about 5 years now. We've done interviews with famous people. We've done some with underground people. We've had people that's done medicine or drinks and, you know, have creative ideas that's came on here, and it's been very interesting. With topics like tonight we're doing with the Oh Nah, Heck Nah, that was times we do intellectual topics, comedy topics, And sometimes, you know, we do a little poetry battle here and there, or we have one of those mellow nights. We just chill out, listen to some music. But as I said, once again, we're going to be doing Oh Nah, Heck Nah, and What's Going On. And before I bring in my co-host for the evening, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be discussing. We're going to talk about catfishing. Why do catfishing if you're planning on meeting the person? Then there's the myths about who's a good cook. You know, like how they used to say, a big girl heat in the winter and keep you shaded in the summer, and she give you good loving, and all big girls know how to cook. Well, you're going to find out what happened with me, so you know that's going to be a myth. Dating someone, and you almost get jumped twice. This is actually a topic about something that a girl told me over the weekend, and I was like, yeah, I don't think nobody's going to try to go out with you, but she had 15 years with the dude. Much love to that. Then we're going to be talking about the clowns. They have traveled all the way over to the West Coast. My friend was telling me how when her kids were doing the after-school program, how the clowns tried to jump over the fence and try to bring a butcher knife there. But you're going to be surprised when you hear what the principal of school tried to do and pertaining to this situation. Then also we're going to go to how can the guys get 20 years for trying to shoot George Zimmerman. But yeah, George Zimmerman was able to disobey what the cops told him. Go and chase a person on the rampage and kill the child. And yeah, he didn't have nothing happen to them. And our last and the big story of all is Donald Trump versus Bill Cosby. See why we picked that topic. And now without further ado, bring it on the air, Miss Tiffany. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. How are you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm doing gravy and biscuits, gravy and biscuits. So, Tiff, what's your Oh Nah, Heck Nah moment of the week?
Ooh, let me see. Probably more like people talking about the Dr. Dre and Michelle Lane little movie that was on. I think it was on Lifetime called The God in Compton, and people getting on Dre and talking about they boycotting him. Like, nothing is, why are you boycotting him? It's something that happened 20 years ago, whether it's true or false. But at the end of the day, if you already done bought them Dre beats and this is that, he done sold that company. He done made his money off of you. So what is you doing wrong? He ain't got none of that album out. Like, it's crazy. But that is my, like, people are so infatuated with celebrities and their lifestyles and what happened, this is that. They need to get their own life straight before they're getting all into this reality mess at the end of the game. And like these reality shows, half of them being split, but that's none of my business. But that's my old heck no, nah, heck nah of the week. Like, it's just so much. They come out something here 20 years ago, but it is what it is. So, what is your epic, heck nah, heck no moment of the week?
Well, my Oh Nah, Heck Nah moment of the week is based on what this one girl told me. Now, I want to get your opinion on this, and everybody has disagreed with her, but I told her, you might agree with her from what she told me to happen. What would you do if you was dating somebody for like 6 months and everything was all gravy and all good and, you know, y'all was sneaking around, creeping and seeing each other in class and maybe, you know, having after school together and meeting up at malls and, you know, whatever, whatever. And then just one day out of the blue when you try to go somewhere, like 10 of their friends or like their brothers and their play brothers, they just come out of nowhere and they're about to try to jump you. So for like a whole week, you don't talk to the person because of the situation. Then they find out what happened. So the next minute, it's like y'all cool again. But then another time, like let's say you out with Nunu, and you slap boxing with them, and then like four of his girl cousins like, yo, you ain't gonna be hitting on my cousin like that. What would you do about that situation?
Oh hell no.
See, the girl said nothing was wrong because it's not her fault, just because they know her.
Nah, it ain't going down.
Could you be with somebody for 15 years, and in the first year, you went through those two situations? Like he almost got lynch mobbed by like 10 to 20 people that was their people's play brothers and, well, in your case, it'd be play sisters and real sisters. And then, like, about a few weeks or maybe
that sound like
six
a damn
months
initiation.
Later. All right, I told you, that's looking like, yo, you sound like you're related to the mom. Right.
Nah.
Well, she kept saying, it's not my fault. I didn't know that was going to happen. And I was like, okay. And, like, even if you don't know or even if it just happened like that, like how he gave you that first reaction, I think most people would have stayed with that reaction for the rest of your life. Because that means anything that could possibly happen between y'all two, it could set off some kind of trigger reaction.
Yeah.
All right, our next one is about, what did you want to say?
No, I just don't understand it, but
the next part is, why do people catfish and they're planning on seeing you? Like, you ever had somebody send a picture and they'd be, like, cut up and got green eyes and got the hair down? Or, like, for instance, for all us fellas out here, you see a female got a flat stomach and a big old donkey, and she look like she's mixed with three different things. She's talking about she's, like, 3% Cherokee. And then when you get to see the person, it's like, they look like they're on crack. They got three stomachs and never had a baby. And their shoes are leaning to the side. And their toes look like you give them a high five. Like, if you go on a lie, why would you try to meet the person?
That's beyond catfish. Like, that's why you got to be careful with some of these people who are always showing facial pics. I take that back. I got a lot of facial pics in my hand, but how? You and my
I think that you can get on camera nowadays. You don't even got to take no pictures. You got Uwu, Skype, Facebook, Messenger. I'm like, shoot.
Like,
they had
still
that you can't
people
see
mainly showing, no, but you still can't go by that. Because even if you on a lot of these video chats, this is that, a lot of people just showing the upper part of their body.
Nah, I'm going to get my whole thing.
I'm
not
standing up in front of somebody.
Well, I could tell you three oh heck nahs in that kind of situation.
Hold
that
on.
Now,
hold on. Speaking, wait a minute.
What was you about to say?
Speaking about face chat and FaceTime and whatever you want to call it, video chat with someone. I'm not even tripping off the face. The face, it is what it is.
Yeah, but if
you
catfishing, like, if they tell you they look like Morris Chestnut,
yeah,
they come out there looking like Biggie Smalls, man, that's a big difference.
Can I finish? There you go.
What
I was going to
say,
say is you got to be
about the half shot?
People in their mouth. Some of these people's mouths got chiplets, chip teeth looking like they got paws. You know, like, you know, like, damn, she don't have a smile. What the hell going on? Then you get to talking to them. They holding their mouth funny and stuff. You got to watch out. Like, some of these people, you know, they need dentures. I'm just saying. Like me, you know, my bottom teeth straight. Top teeth I got to get. But you know it is what it is.
Yeah, but you still look like who you look like that. We talking about these people telling you, like, I'm 6'2", 195, hazel eyes, cornrows, good hair. I'm Italian, black, and Puerto Rican. And then you all nigga and nappy hair and got a leaning eye. I mean, come on, man. That's not a little far-fetched.
Well, I done said things about people, and I didn't know that it was actually like the person, like, yeah,
how about they send you a picture of their cousin and you think it's them?
Oh, hell no.
See, I told you. That's why I'm like, hold it up. It's one thing if it's just minor things, like, you know, you already realize about yourself. But it's a whole other thing. We give a whole different lie. Like, you know, a person say, oh, I ain't never had no complaints. And you come out there, you be like, I got like 10 complaints just looking at you. So where was you at?
Some of them don't, because you know what? People don't ever say nothing to them. They talk to them, and once they see them, they leave them alone. They cut them off, and they wonder why.
Right, right.
Like, come on now. You don't have time for that bullshit. Because I told somebody in the group on Facebook, I said, yeah, these beds things for everybody. It's cool. You know, some looking like Rick Ross. But I said, no, we got people on the other side. Don't get it twisted. I love my white folks. Yes, I do. But some of y'all looking like Duck Dynasty motherfuckers, but I'm going to just leave that alone.
I know, like, when I be watching, what's it called, Basketball Wives of L.A., my girl is Duffy. I think she's the baddest chick on that jump.
You know Duffy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tammy's okay, but sometimes if she put on too much makeup, she look like a transformer. I'm like, you can't be looking like Megan Strong in the face, and then next when you turn back and look at sexy, you look like, yo, I need to check your doctor, make sure you're 100% woman, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. Transformers and Decepticons, people. That's the name we call them.
Right.
A transformer is someone that you know looks manly, that's a woman, or looks feminine, and that's a man. A Decepticon is when you don't know what it is. You can't tell which it is.
Well, Decepticon could also be those niggas that's trying to pretend like they straight in the streets and got them a girl and a baby mama. And then on the low, you up there creeping with a nigga. You got that nigga breaking you in instead.
That's a whole another topic for another night.
All right, well, the next one is the myths about who's a good cook. Some people, you say, since you see a lot of women catering and doing Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, I say I would go along with it, but I heard a female say tonight, she could say all the guys in her family cook, but I'm like, all the guys in your family cook, that's like 1% of, you know, a population. But, of course, when you see TV shows like Charles Garvin and some other people, you look like, well, that's some great cooking. But now my thing is, an old saying was, big girls, they shade in the summer, they heat in the winter, they give you good love and can cook. That was my situation. The chick, I was over house for 4 days. You know, we was going out, we was chilling, you know. Everybody don't always want to cook or whatever like that. But on the fourth day, she's like, you know, let me make you something to eat. So, you know, everybody, when you first eat fried chicken, you look like it's crispy on the outside. It look all juicy. I took a bite out of that Johnson squirted blood. She's like, oh, I didn't know it was supposed to be well done. I said, that's a steak, you idiot. Chicken is always supposed to be well done. And need to say, of course, she kept trying to ask me to come back again. I never went over her house again to eat no food. So, in that case, I'm looking like, nah, I'm not feeling that.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's some women out here that can cook. I believe women naturally can cook, but I do believe that there's some very talented men that can, you know, it's shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, actually, if you think about it, most of the time they just call women good cooks.
Yeah, but not all of them can do it. Some people can't make no
oodles.
And then you have females who don't know how many cheese to put in macaroni and cheese. They just got the coloring in there. Johnson's some loopy noodles and stuff.
You know what?
You're going to see the cheese dripping off that now. Hey, it could be anywhere from family members to people eating meat or going to a church event.
Well,
now, when I make
my
spaghetti,
family, most people can cook. My grandmother was known for her cooking and she sold dinners. So.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But you never taste somebody's macaroni and cheese and it tastes like the jumps out of the
Kraft
box macaroni cheese.
No, it don't look right. I'm not tasting it.
Like, oh,
it
got
to go beyond the look. Like, it got to be, like, creamy and, you know, no. It got to be on point.
Well, let me just say this on my part. You remember, like, when you used to make, like, for functions or whether you went to church or you had, like, little picnics? I used to be a type. I used to make, like, 3 pots of spaghetti. You know, as soon as I put my 2 trays down, within the first 10 people, that Johnson would be gone.
Dang, must have been good.
Yeah, because even my coworker one time, she saw me bringing some dinner for my girl that I had at the time. But it's like her daughter was like, Mom, you can cook good, but he cooks better. You should marry him. I said, oh, dang. So, like with me, I mostly make like Italian and Mexican, but for y'all that make soul food, you know, you got to be real good to make your soul food because you just can't have anybody doing soul food.
Oh, no.
Also, we got a caller from 601. I just want to say thank you for joining us on the line. If you want to chime in and want to get in on the conversation, just press the number one, and I'll mute your mic. Tonight's topic is Oh Nah, Heck Nah, What's Going On? And like I said, we just went through three of the topics in our Oh Nah, Heck Nah moment. The biggest ones are going to be coming up soon, so definitely stay tuned in. We're going to go to a musical interlude. We're going to do Dominatrix by Boo once again. So sit back, relax, and hit up your friends and let them know to come to Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Studio 724. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking to some change. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some change. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some change. I'ma beat you till you tender, dominatrix, I'll be gentle. Go and get my whip and chain, or I can beat you with my pistol. Do you like it rough? Do you wanna get handcuffed? Do you wanna paddle me and put it deep out in my gut? Hold on now, that's just too much, but we can compromise. Now let me lick all over it and you can lick on mine. You give it to me orally, make me come thoroughly. Tonight I am your dominatrix, so don't try to cuddle me. Can I punch you in the face? Let me hit you in your jaw. Make you with my pepper spray, yeah, that's gonna really turn me on. Ain't too tired of being boss, you are my slave. Yeah, I'm the dominatrix, go and get my whip and chain. Get down on your knees, come to me, crawl. Big is for no talking back. I beat you with my nipples, man, we fuck like nymphomaniacs. What you wanna do? Latex, leather, and my heels. Make a nigga leak on my leather, and my heels.
I hope you like it freaky, baby. I like it really freaky. I'm talking with some change. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some change. With some change. With some change. With some change. With some change.
Once again, everybody, that was Boo Dominatrix. Definitely check her out on Reverb Nation. She had like 10 to 20 tracks. Definitely some hot stuff, so give her some love. All right, we're back now once again with our Oh Nah, Heck Nah, What's Going On. We're about to get to the serious part of this topic. So, Tiffany, have you heard anything going on with the clowns?
Yes, I heard that. Well, I did see, like, on Instagram, they had made an announcement that they was going to be, like, at one of the Baltimore City schools, and they was going to meet up, I think, if I'm not mistaken, at Mondawmin or something. They was going to be out.
That'd be the main place, especially they'd be having fights.
Right. But, you know, it's been chilled since the riots and stuff. But, yeah, a lot of parents is real concerned, and they've been talking about it on the news. Like, that's crazy. And then it's like, well, Halloween coming. I don't know.
And what about even with the Tyler Perry movie? You know, like, before Tyler Perry did the jumps, you know, it got to take some time to develop a movie and put things out there and even pick out the characters. But how come, like, the same mask in the movie is the same mask all the clowns are wearing for doing these massacres and trying to take parents, children out of their arm and cut up the one boy's arm? And then even in Cali the other day, they were saying that the kids were in the after-school program and the clown tried to jump over the fence. And when he couldn't jump over the fence, he tried to cut through it and had a butcher knife in his hand. So, I mean, what do you think about a situation like that?
It's, right now, it's like the world we in is hell on earth. Like, you supposed to be, your kids supposed to be safe and school, daycare, whatever this is, that little kids, like, just crazy. Every time you turn around, it's something going on. And it's like with this hoax, it's not even a hoax because you don't know what's going to happen. Then you really going to have kids real scared. Like, a lot of people don't even celebrate Halloween like that. You know, some people it's more about the kids, for the treatment, this is that. But you don't know if somebody really about to yank you up, hurt you, harm you, or if they really in a car accident. So it's like, I don't know. I really don't know. I question it.
And here's the second part to that situation. not only did that situation go down and the parents was contacted, and then even the teachers was talking about calling the cops on them and had the cops come up there. Tell me why the dean was like, oh, that never happened, and the cameras didn't catch nothing, all because he's trying to protect the school's image. What do you think about when the dean even lies or the principal lies in order to try to save the school's face, even though their clowns could have possibly attacked somebody or attacked one of their faculty members, but because they don't want to have them looking like an unsafe school, he lied and tried to say that event never happened.
Well, I feel as though he needs to step down and resign. And if he don't resign, should the faculty, the parents, need to sign a petition to make him step down because he don't have the school body interest at heart. It ain't about
very
the image.
True.
When you got something going on and people can get hurt, traumatized, or scared to even come, that's a mental breakdown. No.
Very true.
And you got copycat people out here. Oh, one person said, oh, you know what, let me try that. You know, you got people that are psychotic and people out here. There's a lot of copycat things that's going to be going on.
Well, that's why I told a lot of people when that Purge movie came out, it's like, you know, you had to plan things ahead of time because, for one, how did they know the candidates was going to be a man and woman for going for president this year? And then, two, with all this anarchy going around, how do we know we're not either going to have to go to martial law to keep everybody safe, or is we going to end up turning around and be like, if you get somebody like Trump in office, then anything possibly could happen, and it'll just be anarchy and people can do whatever they want.
You're right. Who needs to stand up, do what you need to do, vote, everything. And my thing is this. The messed up part is everybody is just talking about, oh, this presidential election. It's beyond that. When you have your little local votes for your people in office, your mayor, your senators, this is that, y'all need to vote there too. Because that's where it hit at home. When you pass the laws for your city, your state, this is that, that's when you really need to sit down and do what you need to do for your area where you live at.
Right,
it's
right.
Beyond this election. But I don't even understand.
Hi to the guests in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. Guest 2979.
I do have a question about the election.
Okay.
We do all this voting. But at the end of the day, the electoral votes is technically what kind of sort of predicts who's the president. Right?
Right, because it's supposed to go by the electoral vote. So even when people say you get certain votes, it's based more so on the states.
Right. So, I don't know. But let's get off that subject. Go ahead.
All right. And still in the drama section and definitely dealing with some twisted situation, I think you're going to appreciate this irony. How could the guy that shot at George Zimmerman get 20 years, but yet Zimmerman didn't get no years or even get in prison for what he did? Let's talk about it.
Money talk. No.
So we have your father's a judge and mother court reporter. I say, hey, anything's possible. You even get to put your gun up on an auction to display, like, hey, I'm Zimmerman. Guess what I get to do? And I still get to run around.
Justice is nothing. But being as though you brought that up, something I read recently where this transgender, I don't know, do you call it a male or female? Anyway, it was a man that was living his life as a woman. He was out somewhere, and all these people jumped him, was trying to hurt him, and he wound up fighting back. And he wound up killing one of the assailants that was harming him. And I think he basically got maybe like 15, 20 years. So it was like people going around interviewing him, talking and stuff. Well, he's actually locked up. So it's like, How do you go about that? Somebody harming you is basically a hate crime, but
right.
you defending yourself and that person died. You know, like, I think he got charged with, like,
manslaughter. That's our defense sheet.
You know, but
you
I don't think
do
he
had to
do 20
do.
Years. But anyway, he had to do time for someone that was trying to harm him, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's like I said, let's say, like, four people come out the blue and try to jump you. It's you against them, so you got to do what you got to do to survive. It's just like if one of those clowns jump out and their parents did, they should be able to do whatever they want to do to the full extent of self-defense, because if I'm protecting my child or you wearing masks, you randomly trying to kill somebody, you don't already say that you have it in your intent to try to do some harm to me. And I ain't done nothing to you. I'm minding my business, handling my stuff and doing what I'm doing on a regular basis and looking after my livelihood. So anything that I plan to do to harm you now is a fair game. So, like, yeah, in that kind of case, you're talking about, like, a hate crime just because a person likes a man or the woman likes a woman or just because a person might seem like they're Arabian or look like they have some kind of descent and you don't respect them. You can not respect somebody or what they look like or what you think they're capable of, but until they offend you or try to do something to you, then you don't have no right to try to take their life or try to come at them sideways. It's just like a lot of times, you know, when you was younger, people be joning or talking smack or picking on you or doing stuff, but then as soon as you're with the bullies too, then it's like everybody want to be like, oh, it didn't have to be that far, or if they get hospitalized, now you want to try to jump them because you can't take them in a fair fight. So basically, if you want to hate on somebody just because of their preference, then anything that happens to you, it's like that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, here's another thing. They was talking about how a rapper came to town and was doing all these lyrics about Chinese not being this, the Chinese can't handle that, and all you got to do is rob a Chinese. Well, somebody took the lyrics literally, and they try to rob a Chinese woman, and guess what happened to them? They got shot because of self-defense and then end up dying in her driveway.
Mm.
See what happens when
wow.
you plant the wrong seed in people, and then you think, oh, it's cool, I'm pretending to be a gangster, or I'm going to go out here and rob somebody, and then you be the main one get decapitated, beat up, or now somebody going to put a hit out on your family because you did something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So for our last Oh Nah Heck Nah, this is the really season finale for everybody. This is the real story of the year. This is the one that really hit everybody and made them really think. Bill Cosby versus Donald Trump. Now, Bill Cosby, when they try to say he did all this stuff with all these women, I'm still like this. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And even if he did stuff, it's like, okay, why would you wait 50 years later to try to bring something up? But now Donald Trump, he verbally says stuff on a regular basis. He even commits crimes, and he even has tried to hide his stuff and even had it come out in the light. And you're saying, okay, this. So Bill Cosby got stripped. You don't want to watch The Cosby Show no more. Black colleges don't want to acknowledge him no more, and all this other stuff happened to him. But Donald Trump, he talks about women. He says if you're skinny, you know, you're unappealing. If you're fat, something's wrong with you. Black women are just good for sex. He talks about people having a disability. He says with the war people, if you got captured, then I don't want those kind of people. I want those that are really doing something. He even talks about, like, he wants to bomb, and you're not even supposed to be thinking about that. It's like, okay, if you can't even control your mouth or even make valid points during an election, what you going to think he's going to do once he gets in office? And even though we're a lousy, fair country, what do you think is going to happen when he goes across seas and try that kind of BS? And you're like, okay, you want to get rid of the minorities? You want to have all your kind of people here? You want to have your people that's going to kiss your tail and be stupid and go along with you? Well, I promise you, when Pearl Harbor happens again and 9/11 happens again and the Russians combine together, you ain't going to have no America. So are people really that ignorant to vote for Donald Trump and realize that you used to call black people the N-word? I'm like, so what do you call these people voting for him? That's going to lose their life, lose their children, have no money. They even say he done messed up with four businesses. He flopped every time he tried to do something. Why would you vote for somebody that's intentionally doesn't have a game plan and doesn't care what happened to people because so long as he has money, he's straight?
Mm. he's just an asshole. But at the end of the day, the Republicans, I'm not even going to say that because some of the Republicans are backing away from him because they just can't believe.
Oh,
all
a lot
the
of them are. They
even
say in the commercials when they be promoting him. It's like, you know what? It's like, I don't agree with what Hillary's saying, but she's a smart woman. So even though I'm a Republican, I got to go Democratic because I have children and I can't risk my life. And yeah, the other one's saying, you're not supposed to just try to throw no missiles. I'm scared to even have these things go off. And he's talking about just blow things up. So it's like he's not even focusing on points. It's like when Donald Trump gets in a heated debate or if he can't focus, he just starts joining. He does like a bully.
At the end of the day, I believe him being a presidential candidate was a joke. It was just something he was bullshitting about. Didn't really think he was going to get far. I don't even know how he got as far as he did. But he's making an ass out of them because he's saying what he wants. They can't control him. And then, you know, I don't know, him and that guy, that little Russian dude, I don't trust him either. So,
I really think it's all a conspiracy theory.
Think
cause, I mean, think about it. Too many people pushing towards Hillary.
Yeah, so people, y'all begging out and vote. I mean, I know today, well, yesterday, was the last day to register to vote in Maryland. You know, got my voters card.
I still think this whole thing is a point. I think at the end of the day, Trump and Hillary going probably going to be like, yo, this was just all a big game for y'all. And then next going to be like, we had this plan from the beginning because I'm looking like it's not even serious. I think the next thing going to happen is the U.S. is going to turn into a dictatorship. Well, y'all, I'm glad everybody joined us tonight, and I hope y'all come back for the rest of this week. Like I said, tomorrow night we're going to be doing love, poetry and slow jams. And then on Thursday night, we're going to have movie reviews and TV reviews because, you know, everybody's going to be watching Empire because it's going to be so intense. So that's why we're going to say that for Thursday night so we can do. And then on Saturday night, we're going to be doing the audience topic. So if anybody have a topic that you want to bring to the show, hit me up in my Facebook, kiami.niji, KUYAME.NIJI. And Tiffany, drop your information, then we'll close out the show.
Yes, this is your co-host, Tiffany Glenn. Actually, next Friday, October 28th, in the DMV area, actually Baltimore, I'm having a fish fry card game night. Then we'll have fish, chicken, potato salad, corn on the cob, and so on. Drinks. We're playing cards, bingo. We're doing trivia tables. So if you're interested, hit me up on Facebook. PIFFINYGLADDEN. Inbox me. Tickets is $20. If you bring more than one person, it's a discount. So get at me, people.
All right, everybody. That's the end of our show. We look forward to seeing you next time. Remember, once again, check us out at www.tablelawsradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. KNOWUREENENY. Take care and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.